Welcome to Intersection Live, the tax and accounting profession's premier podcast source, provided by the CPA Technology Advisor and ADP Small Business Services, supporting the accountant community.
Hi, this is Darren Root, Executive Editor of the CPA Technology Advisor for Intersection Live. I'm here today with Jesse Lipson. Jesse's the CEO and founder of ShareFile. Welcome, Jesse.
Thanks, Darren.
My pleasure. Hey, why don't we start out by you just giving me a little background on yourself as well as what your current job is and what you do with ShareFile.
Sure. Yeah. Like you mentioned, my current job is CEO and founder of ShareFile. But to give you a little bit of background about myself, I graduated actually from Duke University with a degree in philosophy, which is kind of a far cry from what I'm doing these days. But after college, I ended up getting into the internet software business, and I'm a self-taught software developer. So I founded and sold a couple of companies in the past and launched ShareFile basically back in late 2005, so about 3.5 years ago.
Great. Good deal. Well, one of the things we want to talk about today, I know ShareFile has grown by leaps and bounds. I've met some of your staff, and you guys have a great team.
Thank you.
But one of the things I want to talk a little bit about is what sort of why should an accounting or tax professional be paying attention to what ShareFile is doing today?
Well, basically, when we launched the ShareFile product, really we were designed to service many different industries. And for the first couple of years after we launched the product, we kind of let customers find us. People who had needs found our product. And what we found, in the first couple of years of business is we had a lot of tax and accounting professionals coming to us, opening up accounts, and getting a lot of value from our software. So, just in the past year or so, we've decided to really make a push out into the market because we feel like our software product solves, a lot of different needs, not just one need for accounting firms, but multiple different pain points that they're feeling.
Yeah, I mean, the accounting professional, and as you know, I'm a practicing CPA,
mm-hmm.
but, we have these challenges, which are clients, financial institution, lots of different people on an ongoing basis want information that we have in our system, whether it's a tax return or financial statement or whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's always a challenge as in the last number of years we've gone digital for the most part, and now these documents are all available and can easily be emailed.
Mm-hmm.
But as you obviously have figured out, that's probably not the most secure way of sending this stuff around.
Right.
So absolutely. Kind of tell me, I know this idea of just ShareFile doesn't tell the listener exactly what you guys do, so kind of fill me in on what different products I can use as a firm.
Sure, yeah. So basically, there's really three main values that we see in ShareFile. One is for people who have files they need to transfer that are too large to send by email. Another is files that are too sensitive for email, financial and healthcare documents. And then a third is, service companies that would like to create a portal for customers where they can organize documents and give them a username and password to log in and access those documents anytime. And so the thing that we really like about the accounting industry is we feel that accounting professionals can really benefit from all three of the values of the product. We have other industries where there's just one of those values is enough in some cases to be interested in the product. But all three really seem to apply to accountants, as we've been talking to various customers of ours. Accountants have files like QuickBooks files, Excel, and PDF files that can get really large. Also, almost by the nature of the business, you're dealing with sensitive, confidential information like Social Security numbers, financial information. And some people know and some people don't know that sending information by email, the information is not encrypted, so it travels across the internet in clear text, which in some cases is illegal. In other cases, it's just not a best practice. And then thirdly, the client portal aspect is something that we've seen a lot of accounting firms start starting to ask about and becoming interested in. And so really the large file transfer, the secure file transfer, as well as the client portal are the, you know, three problems that we basically solve for accountants.
Well, you know, I got to think, I mean, you know this, that Massachusetts recently drafted some legislation that dealt specifically with sending information over the Internet.
That's correct.
And I think there's a lot of other states that are taking a look at that currently, and there will be a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
So this idea of document transfer, just sending documents over the Internet, I think we have to change the way accounting professionals have historically done that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we see a pretty wide spectrum. There's some firms that are extremely in tune with the regulations and are very interested in, you know, spearheading the situation now and developing best practices. And there's other firms that I think are waiting and seeing what everyone else is doing. But I think, you know, for our product, what we find is nice is that there's also other value adds in the product, the portal aspect and the large file transfer aspect. And so, you know, you can kind of come into it for those value adds, and then you get the security as part of the package. And so as firms are ready to start taking that a little bit more seriously, they can. Like you said, with Massachusetts and Nevada, they're already starting to adopt laws. And from what we've heard, there's other states that are coming on board. And, you know, rather than kind of being caught off guard last minute trying to scramble to get in line with some of these laws and regulations, it's a great time now to start putting some good practices into place. And I think from a business value standpoint, even if you're not legally bound in your particular state to transfer data a certain way, it's still a best practice, and I think it's something that will resonate with your clients if you let them know that you care about their security and you're setting up a secure portal for them. That's something that clients will appreciate and will help you gain business.
Well, I think it sends a really clear message that you're responsible and that you care about that information.
Exactly.
You know, the three things that you mentioned, the file transfer and the document transfer and the portal, are things that I do every day as a practicing CPA.
Mm-hmm.
So I have, you know, a high value for all three of those items.
Mm-hmm.
Portals, I think, are a fantastic way of exchanging information.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the value adds is I've looked at ShareFile is that, I mean, you can have a lot of portals without spending a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get a lot of your clients into a portal without breaking the bank, so to speak. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, basically, as we kind of got into the market and launched ShareFile for accountants, started to talk a lot to our customers and to prospective customers and understand the landscape, you know, we understood that there are other portal products out there. But one thing that's different about the way we do our licensing is that we actually provide unlimited client licenses. That's included in every plan level. So really for as little as $30 a month or $50 a month, you can cover all of your clients if you have 100, 200, 500 clients. A lot of the other portals out there charge a per client per month fee. And so what we've heard from a few of our customers is that they may deploy a solution or may have in the past deployed one of the other portal solutions, but they're only able to deploy it to a small handful of their clients because of the price. They don't want to build that through to most of their clients, and most of their clients, if they were to cover all of their clients, it might cost them hundreds or, you know, potentially even thousands of dollars a month. So we do really, you know, we hate to position ourselves as a low-cost provider, but we actually, when it comes to portals, we're usually a fraction of the cost of the other portals that are out there. And one of the nice things there is it allows you, as an accounting firm, it becomes difficult if you have a certain policy with a handful of clients and then you have another, you know, set of steps that you take with the rest of your clients. It can get confusing. So with our product, one thing that's nice is you can deploy it to all your clients for no additional charge, and then you can follow the same kind of best practice every time with every client rather than having to think about whether this person is covered or not.
Yeah, I think it's a great value add because even in our firm, it's really hard to have a best practice and a process if you don't do it for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you really have to think about, well, what do I do on this one or what do I do on that one? And I really like this idea that that everybody can be in, you know, at a price.
Exactly.
I really appreciate that for sure.
Yeah.
Anything new on the horizon for you guys?
Yeah, we've got a few really exciting features we're working on. Some of them have actually been in response to feedback specifically from the accounting industry, and some of them have been in process for a while. One of the most exciting features we're working on is what we call drive mapping. And essentially what that will let you do is map a local drive letter on your computer to your ShareFile portal. So you'll be able to, you know, copy files in and out right within Windows Explorer. You'll be able to save files right out of your tax prep software directly into your ShareFile portal, just like you were copying them onto a local drive on your computer. And also you'll be able to open files right on your ShareFile portal. So
very cool.
Yeah, we think we've heard from different accounting firms that workflow is a really important part of the process when you're deploying a solution like ours. And so we're really excited about the drive mapping. It will let you kind of really integrate the workflow with your tax prep software and your email and the files on your local computer or server with ShareFile really seamlessly. So we're excited about that. We've also recently released a Microsoft Outlook plugin just a couple months ago, and people are really enjoying that as well. So we've got, you know, a couple really nice new features that we think are going to help. Additionally, another thing we've been hearing from accounting firms is when they first get started with the system, they may have a few hundred clients or 100 clients at least that they want to get up and running. So we've created some bulk tools so that basically, as an accountant, if you have 100 clients, you can create an Excel spreadsheet with the names of the clients, their email addresses, the name of the folder that you want them to have in the system, and then just do a one-time bulk upload to get all that information into the system instead of, you know, a lot of times when you're deploying a new system, those kind of roadblocks can stop you from doing it because of the hassle of getting the initial setup. So we're trying to address that as well.
That sounds great. I want to revisit one thing you said. You said something about an Outlook plugin.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Can you expand on that just a little bit for me?
Yeah, sure. So basically, the way the Outlook plugin works is if you have Microsoft Outlook 2003 or 2007, it will show up as a button inside of your Outlook. So if you're sending an email message, you'll have the option to either to actually, you know, quote unquote, attach the file using ShareFile. And essentially what it will do is it will it won't send an attachment. It will actually upload the file securely to our servers and then put a hyperlink in your email to the recipient. And you can optionally require a login. So once the recipient clicks on that link, they'll actually be taken to a login page, and they'll need to log in with their username and password before they're able to access the file. So that really makes it easy if you're, you know, a lot of times you're already in Outlook, and that's the point where you realize, oh, I'm sending a tax estimate form that has somebody's Social Security number. I really shouldn't be sending this as an email attachment. So the Outlook plugin makes it really easy without really any additional effort to send it securely.
That's a great solution because, I mean, Outlook is something that we live in every day in our office.
Right.
And that's a natural. So, well, Jesse, we're out of time today. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you taking the time this afternoon to talk to me.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Enjoyed being on.
My pleasure. So until next time, thanks again.
Okay, thanks, Darren.
The CPA Technology Advisors Intersection Live podcast series is brought to you by ADP Small Business Services, supporting the accountant community. For more information about the CPA Technology Advisors' other podcast programs, webcasts, and our e-newsletter, visit cpatechnologyadvisor.com. To ask questions or leave comments about our podcasts, call 800-456-0864, extension 2106. Or tune in to future episodes where you're able to ask questions live via TalkShoe.com.